Want to attune to lunar vibrations and cosmic cycles? Welcome to the Lunar Lightworker podcast. This podcast will deeply connect you on a whole other level with ancient lunar and cosmic cycles. Align and become as one with the movement and energetic impact of these magnificent planetary bodies. I'm your host, Zoe Whitehead, and I'm passionate about the moon and cosmic cycles and their energetic impact. I'm a soul-led coach and founder of the beautiful Lunar Lightworker membership, my signature program. I work with women who are empathic lightworkers and moon lovers, who have a sensitivity to energy and a curiosity and connection with the moon and cosmic astrological activity. A new episode is released every Thursday. Tune in to get deep moon and cosmic wisdoms and guidance on how to harness these powerful cycles and energy for release, clarity, growth, and spiritual expansion. I'm very happy for you to be here, and I'm grateful for your ongoing support and listenership. If this episode has resonated with you, please subscribe or follow the Lunar Lightworker podcast for weekly episode notification. And come and find me over at Instagram at Lunar Lightworker. Hey, and welcome back to this week's episode of the Lunar Lightworker podcast. And before we dive in, I'd like to say a big, big thank you to all of you that are listening in, and whether it's, you know, once or twice or regularly. We have just hit the 2,500 download mark, which is incredible. I'm just so blessed. I feel so blessed to have so many of you supporting what I do and my message, and knowing that obviously what I'm saying and what I'm teaching on and sharing is obviously helping you, as I know it will be. And, you know, that you are coming back for more. And I just really feel that support. And I really feel that within our communities as well. So I just wanted to honor you all and to thank you so much, because it really does mean a lot to me. And obviously just keep continuing to listen in and review, rate, or even share the podcast with those of you know, or with your people, with the people that you know would be interested in what we do here. So this week's episode is a bit of an out there title. I've called it Becoming a Cosmic Way Shower of the Aquarian Age. And I've been really, really feeling these heightened energies. Obviously, as you know, if you've been listening over the past few weeks, and you probably know anyway that we've been in this huge eclipse doorway, and the energies have felt really ragged, heightened, challenging. It's been a really, really tricky time for people. And this kind of doorway opportunity is closing. We're coming to the end of the eclipse season, and the energy is starting to settle. And this is where we're at the time of recording this podcast. And because of this, and for those of you that managed to navigate this challenging time, as always, will now be really reaping the benefits of that. You'll be getting mental clarity. You'll be feeling a lot more expansive in some ways. You'll be getting insights, downloads, opportunities opening up towards you, feeling in a much better space than you probably were a week or two ago, if you've been anything like me. And yeah, I'm really feeling this lightening in the energy. And I'm also feeling that we are being gifted spaciousness. I was thinking about this the other day, that we have this time now of integration. We always need this after a heightened period of energy that shakes everything up, particularly the eclipses. That's what they do. And we now need that ebb in the energy. It's always like that, the peaks and troughs, so that we can integrate the shifts and the changes, the transitions, the transformation that we're trying to embody. If we didn't have that, if we had that continual pull on the and push on the energy, it would be really, really challenging for us, and it would probably tip us over, to be honest. I definitely feel that I would lose a plot if I was being continually pushed in that way. You know, so obviously the universe, cosmos is an incredibly clever force. It has this kind of rhythm to the energy, so that we get impacted in such a way that we have those downtimes. So it's really important to understand what's happening now, is that you are now integrating those changes. Otherwise, you will have gone through all of those challenges in a way, I don't want to say nothing, but what we do at Lunar Lightworker is we really harness these periods, so these power periods, so that we can really make the changes that we need to make. So we've now stepped, obviously, into a new month. We're in the month of November, and whenever we go into a new month, we feel the new energy of that month. And we know that November is the 11th month of the year, so it represents doorway opportunities. It also represents higher service, being in higher service, and unity consciousness, you know, just coming together, rising above whatever's going on to make decisions, take decisions for the highest good of all. And, you know, this is very much the key characteristics of the Aquarian age. And it's a really good practice to, you know, I was just thinking actually right this minute that it's a really good practice to kind of say to yourself when you make a decision or you say something or you take action on something, is this serving everybody? Is this within the best interests of everybody? Or is this just going to serve me or whatever, or someone else, or, you know, it's just those little key questions, isn't it, that I often like to ask myself. I ask things like, you know, does this feel in integrity? You know, is this decision in integrity with what I believe in, my values, my core universal principles? You know, however you want to phrase it. Another kind of key word for me is being intentional, or a practice, I suppose, is being intentional. Am I being intentional with this? You know, am I really focusing on this and trying to make the best of this that I can? And it's just practices that I like to come back to a lot of the time. And, you know, part of the Aquarian age, we've got this overarching energy. We're now in the golden age, the Aquarian age. We have a lot of Aquarian energy coming through and influencing us. And a big part of that is this unity consciousness, you know, community driven aspects of, you know, global consciousness, you know, thinking higher, thinking wider, more expanded. So, you know, these sorts of things are starting to come through a lot more. And probably like me, you've probably been feeling, following on from the eclipse season, that your practices are starting to deepen and or open up. Your specific light gifts are maybe coming more into the forefront, or you know you're getting pushed to get yourself out there, or maybe, you know, you're being challenged in that whole, you know, having to hold your power in that and claim your gifts and really get yourself out there, you know, what, despite the obstacles. You know, sometimes when we have things that hinder us, it can be a sign of growth, you know, that you're going bigger, you know, and you have these little teething problems. I've definitely experienced that lately. It's almost like a test to say, are you really ready for this? You know, and it's about understanding and seeing it for that and moving through that. So, you know, owning your power. And I'm really starting to see that in a lot of people, that they either are owning their power or they're not. And the, you know, and the ones that aren't, it's a real struggle for them. They feel there's a real division, a polarity within them, because they feel their gifts, but something is blocking them, holding them back. And it's highly frustrating for them, saddening in a way. And it's about being really clear thinking as to why you're holding yourself back, or even recognizing that. You know, if you're destined to do something, then if you're not doing it, or you feel like you're being hindered in some way, It's really tricky, you know, and this is all the soul purpose stuff, right? It's, you know, your soul contract, it's what you're meant to be doing. And I feel like we're all getting pushed more and more and more to do that, especially as light workers. Sharing your higher gifts, which we all have, really honors your destiny, purpose, and soul contracts. Okay, we all have these soul contracts. We all have a destiny, don't we? And when we really share our gifts with the world, you know, when we're of higher service, this really honors this aspect of ourselves. So it's so important to do that. You and your soul gifts, whatever you do, whatever you're meant to be doing, or being, you know, it's a state of being as much as anything, is unique to you. That's because you've got your own energy imprint, you've got your own personality, you bring out your gifts into the world the way you do. And these are very unique to you. But I do feel that empaths and especially light workers are here to hold space. However they do that, they are here to hold space. So, and that is a very strong aspect of our service. So whether it's, you know, you're holding space in the family, you're that glue, or you're someone who loves to gather people, you have a community, whatever that community looks like. You know, there's all sorts of ways that you can hold space. Maybe it's you're someone who organizes outings for your friends, and you know, you just hold people within that, and you know, if you will be doing that in some way as a light worker, as an empath, and it's, you know, it's not to be underestimated. I did this gorgeous felt workshop yesterday and in my local town. And I was just sitting there thinking, how beautiful is it for women just to sit together and do something working with natural materials and actually creating something out of it? And I just loved it because I knew that I probably wouldn't be doing something like that at home. And I'm very community driven, and I just really, really enjoyed it. It was incredibly relaxing. It was very nurturing for me. And, you know, it's, and the person who was running it was holding a beautiful space. And, you know, and I'm sure she would be aware of it, she is doing that. But I think sometimes also we can underplay what we do, and our role, our light role in the world is often underplayed. So yeah, really gorgeous evening, really, really enjoyed that. So at the moment, I feel that we are really honing our intuitive, our even our psychic and channeling skills as well. We're in this magical time right now where it's expansive. It's almost like time speeded up, and we are feeling very pushed, like I said, to step into our gifts. And however and whatever that looks like for you, you know, please do that. Please honor that. And, you know, gift yourself that time, that space to be able to do that. So important for you right now. And like I said, if not, you're going to get so, so pushed, and you're really going to feel that. You're going to be in struggle if you're not honoring that. And I'm sure all of you that are listening here are doing that, because you know yourself to be light workers and empaths, right? Another big thing for me has been being heart connected. You know, I have this practice in the morning where I sit and I expand my energy through my heart. I drop my consciousness down into my heart, and I'm really honing in on that practice. It's really powerful. But, you know, all the time, moment by moment, I'm trying to do that, you know, so that I'm just constantly connected. For me, it's really, really important to do that. Being expansive as well in your dreams and intentions and visions. That's so important. I was talking to someone the other day, and she has a vision. She has a vision for something she does in her work. But she was saying she gets so distracted, and it kind of loses the message, and she's getting frustrated because it's not sort of evolving in the way that she would like it to evolve. But it's always coming back to that vision. What is it you want to create? What is it you want to get out in the world? What is it you want to share with others? You know, just whatever that looks like for you, it's important that you do that, especially now. You know, we're so cosmically supported to be able to do this, but it's understanding that about yourself, honoring that part of yourself, and just keep focusing on that, stepping into that. You know, and sometimes you're going to have obstacles. Sometimes you're going to have people saying things about you, and you're going to feel that, you know, a bit exposed and a bit vulnerable. I know, I've been through it, and it's not nice when it happens, but you know you're not going to stop yourself. You know, this is just too big. It's too big, and I hope you won't stop yourself from that. Okay, let me know. Let me know if that's been your case, that you've been struggling with something, because it may help others as well to find that. You know, to sort of know that about you. You know, it's good that we share these things and these experiences. So just come along into the Lunar Light community, and we can talk about it there. So it's, you know, my title was, I've hardly spoken about it actually, we're coming back to my title, The Cosmic Way Show, but you know, this is another way of being a light worker, you know, being that shining light. That's just, I love that term, way show. It's funny, actually, when I first saw it a long time ago, I thought it was way shower, and I was like, what? And I thought it was some sort of meteorite thing, or and then I realized it was actually way shower. But it's a light bearer, isn't it? You know, it's just being that beacon of light, I guess, and just by living out, you know, your consciousness, and you know, seeing things from that higher perspective, and being in integrity, and being in as intentional and connected and expansive and heart connected as, you know, being that as much as possible will really allow others to do the same. And it may trigger them. You know, we do trigger because we hold that light, right? And it's not always our words, it's just our energy. But it will allow those that are ready to do the same. Okay, so really, really important that we carry on doing that. And that is being of higher service, you know, just living out our light worker roles is being of higher service. And you know, again, do not underestimate that. You know, and the more we do that, the more we step into these roles and honor that within us and value that and cherish that, in turn, we will be cosmically supported. We will get the gifts. We will, you know, we'll get these little opportunities and be shown ways of doing things, or whatever the gift is, that will come to us as well. So always recompense for that. So if any of this has really spoken to you, then join us in Sisterhood for our bi-monthly moon gatherings. And this is what we do online. I always say that I have also in-person gatherings, but obviously they are for those of you that live locally to me. I'm in the Midlands in the UK. Obviously, I'd love to meet some of you. But it's just that you know what it is I'm about. So when we meet twice, we meet over the full and the new moons online as well. And you know, if you feel very drawn, the next one is next Monday, and this is where you will learn beautifully to hold and be the light and the way shower for yourself and others through cosmic and lunar alignment. So we really dive in deep to the current cosmic influences, the lunar influences, and see what's what and how that's going to impact on you. And obviously the next cycle is the new moon, so rising in Scorpio again. So it's that really emotional moon, but it's also about stepping into your purpose as well, more and more, which is going to be really relevant at this time. So yeah, come along. The link to the membership, so the membership is what holds these moon circles. It's a container for that. The link to that is in this week's show notes. So you can just go in and click on that and find out more about that. All right, my lovely. So have a beautiful week. I'm just looking at my cosmic lunar calendar. So let's have a look. Where are we? So we have a power day on Saturday this week. It's the 11th day, obviously the 11th month. So going to be a big day here in the UK as well. But energetically, cosmically, it's a real power day. Now, the numbers of that date all add up when you, you know, you do it numerologically, add up to 11. So again, massive doorway opportunity. So big energy this Saturday coming up if you listen to this at the time of recording. Or just afterwards, obviously. All right, my love. So thank you so, so much for listening. I really, really appreciate your time. And I just love that we've got to 2,500 downloads. I am going to be celebrating this week. And I just, from my heart, I really, really thank you for that, for all your support. So I will be tuning in next week with a new Lunar Lightworker episode. So I'll see you then. Bye.